From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. It's Monday, May 22nd. We're on our way to a high near 75 under mostly sunny skies today. SIU's president says time is running out for lawmakers to craft a state spending plan, and that means the clock is ticking for numerous programs and services as well. WSIU's Jennifer Fuller has the latest.
It's been almost 5 months since Illinois public colleges and universities received any state money. SIU President Randy Dunn says without state funding soon, his university and others simply can't keep operating the way they have.
By bailing wire and bubble gum, we've kept things going. We continue to fund MAP money. We haven't turned off that spigot for our need-based students, and we don't want to. These are access dollars that allow kids to go to school.
But Dunn says reserve monies are running short, and that means SIU and other state universities may soon have no other choice but to make even more cuts and reductions. Lawmakers have until May 31st to pass a budget with a simple majority vote. I'm Jennifer Fuller.
And the state has been without a budget since 2015. The Illinois Senate is expected to resume work on a so-called grand bargain this week. It's a $36.5 billion outline for spending in FY18. A key provision is an income tax increase and expansion of the sales tax on services such as dry cleaning and landscaping. Republicans say they want an income tax surcharge to be temporary and match the length approved for a local property tax freeze. Democrats say they've approved other system reforms and even adopted the Republicans' budget plan. Lawmakers face a May 31st deadline to get their work done. After that, it will require a supermajority vote to pass any legislation. Illinois lawmakers are considering whether the state's medical marijuana program could help fight the growing opioid epidemic. Dr. Charles Bush Joseph is an orthopedic surgeon in Chicago. He says in the past he couldn't operate on people who became too tolerant of opioid painkillers like OxyContin.
I just remember two patients who came back to me and said, "Listen, Doc, I'm off this stuff." He goes, "I want you to take another shot at my shoulder." And I said, "Well, how'd you get off?" He goes, "Well, listen, I'm smoking a lot of weed."
There hasn't been a lot of research on the subject, but several medical marijuana users told senators during a hearing it's helped them with chronic pain after opioid-based prescription drugs unraveled their lives. Illinois legalized marijuana for medical use 4 years ago. Of the 25 states with such programs, Illinois has the most restrictions for eligibility. Advances in medical technology have resulted in earlier cancer detections, including breast cancer. Gayla Hall is a registered nurse in the Diagnostic and Radiology Department of Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon. She says they are now able to detect breast cancer even before the tumorous cells are visible.
We can even diagnose breast cancer at what we call stage zero. That means before those cancer cells have even fully develop.
While American Cancer Society guidelines call for women to have a mammogram every 2 years, Hall suggests an annual examination. Well, the State Department of Natural Resources recently announced it is reintroducing the alligator gar to southern Illinois waters. WSIU's Kevin Boucher recently visited SIUC's wet lab to find out more.
I'm standing beside a huge tank containing a dozen beautiful prehistoric-looking sturgeon in this new cavernous building. It's used by the SIU Center for Fisheries, Aquaculture, and Aquatic Sciences. With me is the center's Dr. Greg Whitlich, and I ask, will more alligator gar get rid of the Asian carp?
The likelihood of that is very, very low. IDNR stocking is not at all intended to be a control measure for Asian carps.
It is a predatory fish with rows of teeth, and occasionally it might have a carp dinner, but
it's not going to be enough to make a dent in the carp populations.
Whitlich says alligator gars can get up to 10 feet long and weigh up to 300 pounds. They are native to this area, but disappeared in the 1960s because of overfishing. I'm Kevin Boucher.
Well, May has been both warmer and wetter than normal in southern Illinois. State climatologist Jim Angel says last week it was 6 degrees warmer than the statewide average, but he says the outlook for June and July is normal. However, Angel says with all the moisture we've had this spring, it will likely be very humid. Weather-wise today, not much in the way of humidity, but an absolutely gorgeous day, mostly sunny. We'll see a high around 75. Winds will be out of the south-southeast around 5 miles an hour. With WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams.